Welcome to Halacha in a Year, where we can get to learn all the most relevant halacha through the prism of the Ketzer Shulchan Aruch. You are listening to Rabbi Yaakov Tramp. This shiur is kindly sponsored by the Moshe Group and CA in Zuchus of Rivka Bela Bas Nechama Shifra and in honor of Rabbi Tramp. Today in our learning, we're going to look at the idea of mistakes when it comes to brachas. This is Siman Nunvav, the 56th chapter in the Ketzer Shulchan Aruch. It's a short topic and there are two basic points that we're going to look at. Concept number one is wrong brachas for different food. Number two is catching the mistake when it is that I catch a mistake. Let's jump straight in. The wrong brachas for different foods. What happens if I say mizonos on bread? In that case, it works because borei mine mizonos does actually refer to bread as well. What happens if I said hamoitzi on a cooked dish? So in this case, I'm saying hamoitzi on a soup. It does not work. Even if there was grain ingredients, it does not work on that dish. What happens if I said hamoitzi for a mizonos? That would work. For pasal abakistin, as an example, it would work. What happens if I said agefen on grapes? It would work because agefen does relate to a peri hagefen. Peri hagefen, this is the fruit of the vine, and it does work. It does actually make sense. What happens if I said the bracha achrona of me'ein shalosh of wine on grapes? Also, that's borei peri hagefen. At the end, that will also work. What happens if I said the bracha rishona, the borei peri adama on fruit? That would work because the fruit is a fruit of the ground, peri adama. What happens if I had a fruit and a vegetable in front of me and I said borei peri adama, mistakenly thinking it works for both the fruit and the vegetable? In that case, it's also fine because, really, technically speaking, the fruit is also a fruit of the ground. What happens if I said a ha'etz on a vegetable? In that case, it does not work because a vegetable does not grow from the tree. Therefore, it is incorrect what I just said. What if I have an item in front of me which could be a fruit or a vegetable? I just don't know which one it is. I don't know what category it belongs to. Is a blueberry growing from a shrub or is it growing from a tree? There are short trees. How does that fit? And I have no way of checking, which is hard to imagine today because of the internet and the ability to be able to call Rabbanim. But let's say a person has no way of figuring this out. In that case, a person may say ha'adama as well. What if I said on wine ha'etz, borei peri ha'etz? So if one notices within toich k'day dibble, within 2-3 seconds of finishing the bracha, one should correct and say borei peri ha'gefen. If it is after that time, one cannot correct anymore. One can still say, one does fulfill the mitzvah because technically speaking, wine is the product of ha'etz, of the tree. What if I said shakol by mistake on something, even like bread or wine? In that case, b'di'evet, in a post-facto situation, it works. Rav Moshe Feinstein would suggest that means that you can't have future bites of the new thing because that's not b'di'evet anymore. So you'd have to change location, say the correct bracha on the remaining bites because that would be l'chadchila. That is a priori. Let's jump straight into the next concept, which is when I catch the mistake. So let's say you make a bracha on something which doesn't work, right? So we're talking about cases here where the mistake is a mistake which would not work b'di'evet. So let's jump straight into these cases. What happens if I started a bracha with the wrong intention, but I corrected it halfway? So I thought that I have in my hand milk. I thought it was wine. I start saying Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam, and I'm thinking that I'm going to say borei peri hagefen. But in the middle, I realize it's actually milk, and I pivot in the middle, and I switch my words to say shakol shakol yebidvaray. In that case, I would be yotzei. My bracha is fine, even though my intention for half the bracha, even during the name of Hashem, was incorrect. What happens if I only realized right after I finished the bracha incorrectly? So I said borei peri hagefen. Shakol yebidvaray. If you correct it with entire kedidah, but 2-3 seconds, then it is fine. One can just go ahead and drink. What happens if I realize after, meaning I take a sip of the milk, or I notice when I put it up to my mouth that it's actually milk and it's not wine. In that case, one would need to actually say the correct bracha on that. So we one says Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam, borei peri hagefen. It's taken 2-3 seconds. Now it's too late to correct it, right? In this case, that bracha will not work. The borei peri hagefen will not work on the milk, and if one wants to drink the milk, one will need to say borei shakol nibidvarei. However, if let's say there was another wine on the table, and I was intending to have that as well, so then in that case, I would quickly put down the milk, pick up the other cup of wine that I was also going to have afterwards, and allow my bracha, because it's in front of me, we're not talking about in the pantry, we're talking about in front of one on the table with the intention to eat, then one's bracha can be chalak, one's bracha can now adapt itself to relate to that item which is in front of me as well. One of his vine already sipped it. So I say Boroshakon Ibidvore, I put the milk to my mouth, I take a sip, and I'm like, oh my goodness. And I don't say that because otherwise that would be an interruption, but I've now sipped the milk and I realize, but there is wine in front of me. Can I still drink the wine? The answer is yes. The sipping of the milk in the middle does not interrupt it, and I allow my bracha to be chala, to fulfill itself, to apply itself to that wine which was on the table. Obviously, there's no wine on the table. It's too late. That bracha fell away. It was mentioning Hashem's name in vain, which is a very serious offense. But for the drinking of that milk, one would need a new bracha of she'akol nibivara, because milk is not the product of the vine, and therefore that bracha would not work, even b'di'avad. With this, we conclude the fascinating concept of making a mistake and correcting one's brachas. In the meantime, have a wonderful and meaningful